Hello, my friends. This is Coach Aaron Saft and the MR Running Pains podcast. I am recording here in Williamsburg, Virginia. We have just got back from D.C., or we just came from D.C. Had a great time there. Some great runs going through the National Mall, looking at all the national monuments. Just lots of reminders of our history. And I can't even begin to explain the emotions that ran through me as I ran across Lincoln Memorial and MLK Memorial. Just so many great people and inspirational words and just, you know, memories and visions from seeing some of the museums. Oh, it's just incredible. So, very motivated and invigorated by what I saw, inspired, and just touched really by everything that Washington D.C. holds. It can hold some evil and some you know, tough bad decisions at times, and whatever we think about the political powers that be at the moment or in the past. It's a great reminder that we've had some great people in this nation and what they've done for us, and especially the soldiers that have served us and lost their lives for us and for our freedoms. So I just want to take a moment to thank those that have gone before us and that have passed so that we may have the lives and freedoms and liberties that we do have today. We also went to UVA and did a college tour. First real official college tour we did with our son. That was pretty incredible. Got to go by the track and see some of that stuff too, which has been a while since I've been to UVA. So really cool. Brought back some great memories. We ran ACCs and cross country at UVA. I believe it was Rainbow Farms is where we raced. And we also, they had ACC track there. That was after my time, but we went to watch. Just some cool stuff, sharing this time with my family. But today, I want to go over some of my favorite fartlek workouts. I think I'm going to start doing just some interspersed episodes with my favorite workouts that I like to put in. Talk about a few places where you can insert them and, how I use them. We're going to talk about four today. I was going to do my top three, but there's really four that I really like and kind of use to different capacities. So I'm going to talk about the fartlek workouts. Primarily, I use these in the base building phase and sometimes in the taper to keep people sharp. Like I said, mostly in the base building phase. Now, in the base building phase, Lydiard believed that you should always stay in aerobic capacity. What's that mean is that, we don't want to go more than 80 to 85% of maximum heart rate. Some of these you probably go a little bit beyond that. It's hard to not when you're doing these type of short, fast intervals. Really hard to be that deliberate and controlled. If you can, more kudos to you. But, the reality is that typically we get up to, 90, 93% of maximum capacity or your maximum or heart rate. So, but again, what Lydiard prescribes is 80 to 85% on these efforts. Depending on where you're at in your training is how you can use them. If you're in the taper, you may not want to go that hard either. Risk of getting injured, of not recuperating is high. So keeping in that 80 to 85% of maximum heart rate is actually, it's pretty good. It's, it's a safe bet if you're doing fartleks to kind of stay there. On the perceived exertion scale, I usually prescribe that at about a 7, somewhere between 7 and 8. That's kind of my tempo range. Everybody differs in their RPE scales and how they define it. I define my 5 to 6 as conversational pace, so 7 to 8 being my tempo pace, and 9 to 10 being kind of 10K, 5K. Obviously 10 is all out, so I never prescribe 10. 9 is the highest I typically prescribe. Some of these workouts do have 9 in them to touch on those speeds. to your ability, to your capacity, to your level of comfort, to your risk of injury. Keep those considerations in mind when you decide what type of effort you're going to do these at. The first fartlek that I prescribe is the Mona fartlek, M-O-N-A. I will try to put all of these in the show notes so you have those at your disposal. You can Google these. I believe Mario Frioli has them on his website, so I'll look at that and see if I can include some links so you can just go right to them. But the Mona fartlek is a great fartlek to kind of start out with because of the longer intervals aren't too long and there aren't too many of them, so it's a great way to kind of start out to get used to an interval workout. If you're not familiar with intervals or fartleks, again, this is a good introduction into fartlek running. And fartlek actually is just described as speed play, as Arthur Lydiard used it, and I believe it's a Swedish word, that you do not have a set interval. There's no set interval, no predetermined interval. There's no preset speed or duration. So these were just, you would pick it up and, ease back at your discretion. But these are some set workouts if you feel better by a regimented workout. So the Mona fartlek, I typically start with a warm-up. Whatever that means to you. I like longer warm-ups myself. My coach doesn't prescribe less than 30 minutes for me to warm up because I like a long warm-up. Now, some of you may only need 10 to 15 minutes to warm up. That's fine. Whatever you need to warm up, just a nice, easy jog, letting those muscles warm up. I typically follow the warm-up with some drills. I've got a good drill routine. If you're interested, I'll post that link in the show notes as well. But I'll do my warm-up jog, then some activation drills, followed by strides. Okay. If I'm really tight, I may, even before I warm up, do an active warm-up. I have an active warm-up on my YouTube channel. Again, I'll link to that. There are some great active warm-ups out there. I have multiple that I prescribe to my athletes. I even have a banded warm-up that I prescribe to my athletes, in which you use the TheraBand. But you can find that on my YouTube channel as well. David Roche has a good banded warm-up routine, as well as one he calls wake-up legs. One of my athletes' favorite is by Jay Johnson of Strength Running. It's called the Myrtle. I'll try to link these all as well into the show notes. So an active warm-up, then a jog warm-up, be it 10 to whatever, however many minutes you want to warm up. You can prolong the workout if you like by adding more time to your warm-up. But typically, I don't go much harder than 4 to 5 jog to light, light run, if you will. And then I follow it with the drills and then strides. I do a few strides, 15 to 20 second strides, just trying to get my legs turning over. I did a tempo, broken tempo today on the National Mall in my workout. I had 2x12 minutes and a 6 minute, and it was progressively faster efforts. My coach, Patrick Reagan, he had the first 12 minutes at 50K pace or effort, and then the second 12 minutes at marathon pace or effort, and then lastly the 6 minutes at half marathon effort. So, I jogged for 30 minutes. I did my drills, and then I started doing my 15-second strides. I did 6x15-second strides with 45 seconds rest, and that really loosened me up more. The first two strides felt really tight and awkward. It was pretty cold and windy this morning, but my legs just weren't quite ready yet until I got to like the third and fourth stride where they started to loosen up. So the strides really help you loosen up, especially for a workout like this in which you're going to start touching on some speeds. It's a good way to get the cardiovascular system and your respiratory system. It's a good way to prime them and get them ready for the work that they're about to take. So after your strides, make sure you're completely recovered. You don't want to be super winded or tired going into your first interval. Always start your first interval relatively easy. It's much too easy to go out too hard and then ruin the rest of your workout. So you want to finish like you could do more. So, negative split your workouts. So start the workout relatively easy, work into it. In the Mona, you're doing 2 by 1:30. and that 1:30 is your interval. So you do 2 times 1:30 and you get equal rest. So 1:30 on, 1:30 jog or walk or complete standing rest, whatever you need to do to recover. Then you'll do another 1:30 at, like I said, whatever your pace is for this workout or effort. And then your recovery, 1:30. So 2 by 1:30 with 1:30 recovery. Then you go into 4 by 1 minute with 1 minute recovery. Then 4 by 30 seconds with 30 seconds recovery. And 4 by 15 seconds with 15 seconds recovery. So those last 15 seconds, you have very short rest. That's the toughest part of this workout, is the rest is so short towards the end, you know, with these efforts. That's why I say up front, don't go too hard. You have to save your legs and your lungs and your body for later in the workout. So basically, you've got one set of two. That's your 1 minute and 30 seconds, then 4 times 1 minute, 4 times 30 seconds, 4 times 15 seconds. And again, this this workout link will be in the show notes so you can find it and take a look. But equal recovery on those. And then I do my cool down. Cool downs, depending on how I'm feeling for the day. If I'm, you know, if I'm shot, I typically do about 15 minutes. May go a little bit longer if I want to add on some time. Again, here's where you can add in some volume to your workout. Some folks have asked me about doubles. This workout, if you do a 20-minute warm-up, your strides, the intervals, and then a 15-minute cool down, takes 59 minutes. Okay. So 59 minutes, basically an hour, you get a good session in, great session for an hour worth of work. But again, if you want to incorporate more time, you can add it into the warm up or cool down, or you could add in a double, which, you know, you may do this workout in the morning and then in the evening, toss in another 20 to 30 minute run. If you want to add some volume to the week, kind of help your body process all of the lactate that had built up during the workout. Again, you know, when you're doing a secondary run like that after a workout, make sure that it's super light and easy. You just want to jog. And I mean, jog. You want to be like zone two, just nice and easy. You don't want to add more work or more stress to the body. You're already adding some stress by doing a second run, but sometimes it's good to kind of shake out the legs. You may feel a little bit better the next day, and that's another way you can add volume. Okay, so that's the Mona fartlek. Again, that's one of the first workouts that I may prescribe to a runner in the base phase. Now, I will preface that by saying that you don't just go right into the Mona. That's not something that I would just throw in right away. You want to build in some strides before you do a workout like this. Start with strides. Start with, you know, 15 to 20 second strides. Do them uphill and then get into 30 second strides. You know, build up the amount, the quantity of your strides. Get comfortable with doing, you know, up to 8 by 30 seconds uphill. It's a great way to kind of prep yourself for, you know, going into this style of workout. So start with some strides. You know, go back to my base building episode and listen to that and how you can kind of build in strides. I did a whole episode on hills and strides as well, so you can listen to that and go back to hearing about how to incorporate that stuff into your training. But like I said, don't go into this workout cold turkey. This should not be your first touch of speed in your training regimen, okay? So that's the Mona fartlek. The Mona fartlek, okay. And then I add the Sisyphus hill session. Now, Sisyphus was the gentleman that was condemned to pushing a boulder up the mountain for the rest of his life, and as soon as he neared the top, it would roll all the way back down to the bottom. So the Sisyphus session is a hill, as I said, a hill session. This is the second fartlek that I will prescribe. And based on the runner's experience or fitness, it depends on if I prescribe 2 rounds or 3 rounds. The workout itself calls for 3 rounds. But if you are newer to this and building and learning to do these things, do 2 rounds of the Sisyphus hill session. Okay. But the Sisyphus hill session, as it stands, what the actual workout is, the one with 3 rounds, I warm up the same way. Okay, so if you do an active warm up, do that, then do your jog, whatever length that is, then your drills, okay, and then your strides. After your strides, make sure you're ready for your first session, okay? Your first hill repeat. Now, you're going to need a longer hill for this workout. The longest hill on this workout is 2 minutes in length. If you do not have a hill that is 2 minutes in length around you, you can use a treadmill for this, okay? Now, if you use a treadmill for the uphills here, and if I talk about uphills, I'm only talking about 7 to 8% grade. You don't need anything super steep for this workout. So the first interval is 30 seconds. Now, in the workout, I make sure that my runners have adequate recovery. So I give them a minute 30 to get back down to the bottom of the hill. You want to start at the same point of the hill each time. So 30 seconds uphill, minute 30 downhill to the start. Okay. If you're doing, a treadmill, you can either hike at the 7 to 8% incline, just do an easy walk, or you can stand on the rails and just take standing recoveries. Okay. So that's how you can incorporate the treadmill for this. So 30 seconds on, up the hill, minute 30 back down to the start. Then you go 1 minute uphill, 2 minutes back to the start, 1:30 uphill, 2:30 back down to the start, then 2 minutes uphill, then you get 3 minute recovery. Make sure you're back at the start and recovery. That's one set. So your intervals are 30 seconds, 1 minute, 1:30, 2 minutes. So you're going up by 30 second increments. The recoveries are just making sure you get down to the back down to the start and are recovered. Don't rush your recoveries. Okay. You want to make sure that these are maintaining speed. Again, don't start sprinting out the gate. I know 30 seconds is short. You don't want to make it too fast. This is a long workout. You want to save some for later. Each set should get progressively faster. Okay, so if you remember your finish points, try to get a little further on the next set. And if you're doing three sets, again, either try to get to the same point or a little further again on the third set. So once you've taken your 3 minute recovery back down, then you do set two and you're going right back through it. 30 seconds, 1:30 downhill, 1 minute uphill, 2 minutes downhill, 1:30 uphill, 2:30 downhill, 2 minutes uphill. Then you're either, if you're going to do another set, then you take your 3 minutes down to the start and then do your third set. If you're going to, you know, if you're good at two, then you do your cool down. Okay. So, if you are looking at doing two rounds, warm up strides and two rounds of the hill sessions and a cool down takes an hour and 4 minutes, an hour and 4 minutes to complete two rounds. If you're doing three rounds, the entire Sisyphus Hill session, that takes an hour 18. Okay. So again, an hour 4 to get in a really good hill workout, an hour 18 to get in a great hill workout. Now, start with where you're at. Try for two. Shoot for two as your goal. If you're still feeling good and want to try for the third, that's great. If you don't get all the way through the third, that's okay. You can always come back to this workout. This is a great session to include multiple times in a base building phase. Usually what I do is I'll do, especially with my athletes, they're kind of building, I'll do the two rounds. So the 1 week I'll start with the Mona. The next week I may have them do Sisyphus Hill session with two rounds. Then I'll get into the third fartlek workout here in a moment. It's called the halftime fartlek. The halftime fartlek, and then the week after the halftime fartlek, I would go to the three rounds of Sisyphus Hill session. So the Mona, two rounds of Sisyphus, the halftime fartlek, and then three rounds. That's 4 weeks of fartleks right there. And we still haven't touched on the third or fourth fartlek. I've mentioned the halftime fartlek. Now the halftime fartlek, this workout's pretty cool. I kind of like this because it incorporates some different efforts. You start at an easier effort and grow it. It teaches you how to negative split. That's what I really like about this workout. Now, the reason it's called the halftime fartlek is because the recoveries are half the time of the hard interval. So just as we did before, you start with your active warm-up, do your jog warm-up, then your drills, your strides, then you get into your intervals. Now the intervals here, they are Again, you're progressively getting faster. So what I say is the first interval is 5 minutes. I prescribe that at a 7 RPE, okay? That's kind of like marathon pace, if you will, okay? That's what I term marathon pace. So 5 minutes at 7 RPE. Now, again, you're getting half the recovery, so you get 2 minutes and 30 seconds of recovery. You go into your second interval, which is 4 minutes at 8 RPE. That gets more into tempo. Think more like half marathon, okay? So 4 minute at 8 RPE. Half the recovery of that is 2 minutes. Third interval is 3 minutes. So 5, 4, 3, okay? Three is at, again, at 8 RPE, all right? So the 4 minute and the 3 minute, both at 8 RPE. After 3 minutes, you get half the recovery, a minute 30. Then into your fourth interval of 2 minutes. Now I bring this one up to 9. So 2 minutes at 9. This is like at 5K effort, okay? Half the recovery is a minute. Then you finish off with 1 minute. And I say 9 to 10 RPE on the 1 minute, the last interval. Close it out fast, okay? Give it what you got on that last 1 minute. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You get half the recovery of each interval, and you get progressively faster. The 5 at 7 RPE, the 4 at 8, the 3 at 8, the 2 at 9, the 1 at 9 to 10. Then you cool down, okay? Solid workout there. Again, another workout here, it takes 1 hour and 1 minute. So another 1 hour workout here. That's solid, solid workout. And again, teaching you how to negative split, how to get progressively faster as you go along. A great, great workout, you know, for teaching you how to be disciplined, how to, you know, negative split your runs, workouts, races, especially. Okay. And this I have my ultra runners do as well. Okay. So this isn't something that I just have my 5K, 10K, half marathon, marathon folks do. My ultra runners do this too. So they touch on some speeds and get some fitness. All right. And then lastly, the last one I'm going to touch on is called the Brad Hudson Fartlek. Okay. The Brad Hudson Fartlek. Now, the Brad Hudson Fartlek is kind of confusing. this one, the intervals kind of go up and down. So it's kind of like almost like a pyramid a double pyramid, we'll call it. You go up, down, up, down. So the intervals go get longer. Then they go back down, they get shorter. Then they go back up, they get longer. And then they come back down, they get shorter. So this one's tough to remember. I typically have to write this one on my hand just so I remember. The folks that I train, they have, if they have Garmin's or Coros, they can upload these to their watches, and the watch will kind of signify when they should go. When it's a hard interval, when they should be recovering, which is pretty cool. But again, here we are, the Brad Hudson Fartlek. So typical warm-up here, active warm-up, warm-up jog. You can do some strides, get ready, okay? Drills, strides. Then you're going to go 1 minute hard, you know, again, whatever effort you so choose, you know, between 7 and 9, somewhere in there. So 1 minute hard, 1 minute easy, 2 minutes hard, 2 minutes easy, 3 minutes hard, 3 minutes easy, 2 minutes hard, 2 minutes easy, 1 minute hard, 1 minute easy, 2 minutes hard, 2 minutes easy, 3 minutes hard, 3 minutes easy, 2 minutes hard, 2 minutes easy, 1 minute hard, and then cool down. Okay. So 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 2, 1. Okay. So, again, I will put that one in the show notes because, as I said, it's confusing to listen to. You can look that one up and get those intervals. But that's kind of my most advanced fartlek that I have a lot of my runners do. Getting into a 3 minute interval, of course, you know, at those faster paces, that is a very tough interval. This is, again, one that's very easy to do too hard at the beginning, and that will really, you know, ruin the rest of your workout. So, again, be very cognizant of how hard you're going at the beginning of this workout. Okay. So that's kind of my progression of fartleks. Those are some great fartleks that you can include in your training. Again, you can even use these if you wanted to in your peak VO2, intervals. Typically you're going to benefit the most from these 2 minute and 3 minute intervals. So the Brad Hudson is a great one. The halftime fartlek has some great stuff in there. The 5 minute may be a little bit long for, you know, for a peak VO2 workout, but still, you know, you can engage. The Sisyphus has some great stuff in there as well. The Mona is a little bit short. I mean, you know, it can be fast, but it's a little bit short to be doing, getting the most benefit for a peak VO2 workout. But again, you know, just some ideas for your training, just trying to add some spice and variety to your training. You can even sprinkle these in at, you know, at any point. If you, you know, just want to do something different, you can do these on the trail, dirt road, road, track. That's the great thing about fartleks, is you can do them just about anywhere. You can do them on a treadmill. So very, very, you know, awesome workouts to have in your back pocket, you know, if you just want to throw some variety into your training. So I hope you take something away from them. Hope you get some ideas for some new workouts for yourselves. As I said, I will be sprinkling in some of these episodes here and there, kind of going over some of my favorite workouts to include. So I hope to help your training. And if you have questions about any of this, don't hesitate to reach out and ask some questions. I've got, last week I said, I've got some coaching spots that open. I've already had a few people reach out, which is awesome. I still have a few more, again, you know, with the unexpected, change in, my roster, it's what happens. It's okay. But I do have some spots that are opening up. So if you're interested in having that conversation, by all means, please do reach out. Love to talk to you about coaching. And if you have questions about these workouts, please ask away. Happy to help. That's what I'm here for. I appreciate you all listening, for being a part of the podcast, for your suggestions. I appreciate, obviously, all my guests that always come on here and their expertise and sharing of knowledge. And, I'll catch up with you guys next time, more on my training and how things are going. Race is coming up. The Rim Runner 50 miler is coming right up. Pretty excited about that. So, hope to hear from you all. And again, thank you for your support. Thank you to all of my Patreon supporters for all they do, for all their support, so I can continue to do this stuff, and for you guys for listening. So if you found this episode helpful and don't mind sharing it with somebody you think would benefit from it, I certainly appreciate that. Love to kind of get the word out there about the podcast and what we're doing here. So thank you very much. And until next time, my friends, keep running.